Hello everyone and welcome to Katha Potli, the story box for everyone. Today I will tell you a story from Himachal Pradesh. Himachal Pradesh is the state in India located below Jammu Kashmir and its capital is Shimla. This state is a mountainous state and most of the region lies on the foothills of the Himalayas. Himachal Pradesh is spread across valleys with many perennial rivers flowing through them. This state is also known as the fruit bowl of the country, with orchards being widespread. Meadows and pastures are also seen clinging to steep slopes. This state is a multi-religion practicing, multicultural and multilingual state. The official languages of the state is Pahari and Hindi. So today I will tell you a folk story from Himachal Pradesh, which is a very famous story in the state. Once upon a time, there lived in Himachal Pradesh a farmer by the name of Lakshman Singh. Every year, he had to struggle to produce a profitable harvest. However, he happened to have a real good harvest one year. Even after paying the taxes, he had enough money left to get by for the year ahead. Looking at the profits they had made, Lakshman's wife advised him to store their wealth in a safe place to keep it beyond the reach of the thieves. In those times, it was common practice to amass one's surplus wealth in large pots and then bury it under a marked, easily recognizable tree. In keeping with this old age custom, Lakshman Singh too put his wealth in a pot and went about in search of a tree under which his hard-earned money would be safe. After wandering aimlessly for an hour or so, he recalled the bur flower tree that stood behind his farm. The bur flower tree is also known as the Kadamba tree and is very famous in Himachal Pradesh. Because not many people frequented that place, he decided to bury his fortune under that bur flower tree. Then one day, the roof of Lakshman Singh's hut came down and he needed money for its repair. So off he went to fetch some money from the buried pot. However, to his surprise, not a single penny was to be found in it. Aghast, he went home crying and narrated the whole story to his wife. Listening to her husband, she suggested filing a complaint with the king and asking for his help in catching the thief. Lakshman Singh and his wife went to the palace the same day. The king Hari Singh was renowned for his benevolence. He was particularly known to be sympathetic to the causes of farmers and the poor. The king was deeply saddened to listen to Lakshman Singh's story. He employed his best minister, Veer Buddhi, to solve the case. Veer Buddhi was an intelligent minister. He had an inviolable record to solve many criminal cases in the country. When this peculiar case was assigned to him, he paid a visit to Lakshman Singh's village to make a list of suspects. Once his inquiry was done, Veer Buddhi summoned the three suspects who had seen Lakshman Singh bury his wealth. Once present, it was time to interrogate those suspects. He asked them several questions, such as where they were over the past few days and what they had been doing all this while. Guru, the first suspect, answered that he had gone over to his wife's hometown to visit his in-laws there. Shukra, the second suspect, answered that he had organized a ritual at his home and had therefore been quite busy. Budh, the last suspect, said that he was undergoing treatment for some skin problems. The king and all his ministers and courtiers wondered how Veer Budhi would find the culprit when all the suspects had valid alibis. After thinking it over a few minutes, Veer Budhi declared Budh the culprit and asked him where he had stashed away the stolen money. Listening to the verdict, Budh fell at Lakshman Singh's feet and desperately begged him for forgiveness. Everyone was baffled as to how Veer Budhi had managed to track down the culprit. It was now time for Veer Budhi to explain this mystery. According to Budh, he was getting a treatment for his skin issues. This meant he would have had to use the burfla tree leaves and flowers owing to their medicinal values. Budh had seen Lakshman Singh bury his wealth, and once the latter left, Budh not only took the leaves and flowers of the burfla tree but also the pot of wealth hidden underneath. Listening to Veer Budhi's explanation, Hari Singh applauded his quick-witted minister and awarded him generously. Budh, on the other hand, was in for some heavy punishment for his theft and deceit. So this is the end of today's story, and I hope you enjoyed the story. Keep listening to more such stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye and take care.